Leader!
Mr. Speaker, it's devastating to say that there is only one way to describe the report that was released by the Independent Police Conduct Authority at midday today, and that word is damning.
Labor's Justice Spokeswoman Jacinda Ardern on the Independent Police Conduct Authority's report on the Roastbusters case, kicking off an urgent debate allowed by the Speaker, David Carter.
Having read the report today, I have determined that the House should debate this matter. It is of critical importance that the public have confidence in the ability of the police to investigate.
And their investigation in this case was inadequate, in Jacinda Ardern's opinion.
If the police decided that the threshold for prosecution hadn't been met, why did they not simply engage in some good old-fashioned policing? Now, I might be old-fashioned, but I would wager that I'm not alone in the public in saying the police should have knocked on those young men's door. Regardless if they were there to put handcuffs on them, they should have questioned them on their behaviour, they should have told their family about what was going on, they should have done everything in their power to stop further victims from being put through the situation that these seven young women were, simply by confronting their behaviour. And that didn't happen.
Earlier questions from Jacinda Ardern elicited this response from the Minister of Police, Michael Woodhouse, who was asked if he had any concerns after reading the IPCA's report.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I do. The IPCA's report on police's handling of the alleged offending by Roastbusters makes for grim reading. The report highlights a failure by police to adequately investigate and a failure to uphold the level of policing that the New Zealand public expect. I've sought and received an assurance that Commissioner Bush is taking this report and its findings very seriously.
Mr. Woodhouse also faced this question from Labour's Sue Moroney.
Will the Minister be the person who actually will stand up for these victims then? Will he now expect police to reconsider laying charges in these teenage sexual assault cases? And if not, what measure will he offer the victims who the police now admit they failed through the inadequacy of their investigations?
The Minister said that was up to the police.
But I do note that Commissioner Bush in his comments today has encouraged victims, that it has reminded us that there is no time limit on the laying of a complaint of sexual assault and that it is still possible and police would welcome any complaint being laid by any existing or other victims and they would take those complaints extremely seriously.
Now from the chamber to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade officials faced some tough questions from opposition members when they fronted up to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee for an annual review. Labour's Phil Goff had questions about the government's decision to commit military personnel to Iraq.
There have been quite significant revelations in recent days on gross violations of human rights by Iraqi forces, the Iraqi army, including their special forces. Will that influence our decision to continue to go ahead with the deployment of New Zealand troops? Because if we're sending New Zealand troops to prevent atrocities, and yet the people being trained by the West are creating the atrocities, that seems to be a contradiction in purpose.
That question was fielded by Ministry of Foreign Affairs Deputy Secretary of Multilateral and Legal Affairs Group, Gerard van Bohemen.
That's a decision ultimately for ministers to make. Of course, we are following events in Iraq very closely, including looking into those reports and understanding how they work. I would note that it's not an assumption I would make that those particular troops have been trained and armed by the United States, because there are a bunch of militias involved, but I could be wrong about that.
Mr. Goff pointed to evidence that he said backed up his assertions.
We have the State Department Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labour issuing a report saying the Iraqi troops, which are trained and armed by the US, have been guilty of torturing and killing detainees. That's the US State Department that's saying that. It's, and the United Nations High Commissioner on Human Rights saying that, well, they condemned ISIS, the Iraqi security forces are also committing war crimes. So here we have the State Department and the United Nations both saying that the people that we are going to train are guilty of the violations of human rights that are supposedly we're sending them there to stop. Isn't that a contradiction?
That's a concern.
What advice would you give the what advice would you give the government, given those revelations about the appropriateness of continuing the deployment?
Given the government appropriate advice to take careful consideration into this, and could consult our other colleagues and allies involved in this exercise.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade Deputy Secretary of Multilateral and Legal Affairs Group, Gerard van Bohemen.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.